I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Three. We're recording. Hello, happy Monday, to you, Justine. Wednesday to everybody else who's listening.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls finally invade a black dating show.
Ready to love.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we just watched episode 4 of Ready to Love. Mm-hmm. And relationships are starting to form. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're starting to see some potential love triangles in the midst. Yep. And some of these dudes are getting my goddamn ears.
Yeah, some of them are really, I didn't know Atlanta was this bad. I'm so sorry.
If this is if this is representative of Atlanta, there's some straight just trash bags in this season. I'm so sorry. Yeah. That being said, what are your initial thoughts?
That is one of them. Atlanta ladies, I am so sorry, because every time we tweet or say something on Instagram, someone from Atlanta is like, girl, you see why I don't leave the house?
Right.
Like, gosh. Every time there are multiple women who are like, you see why? You see why? Mm-hmm. I'd rather be alone.
Oh, God.
The men who are good are great. The men who are bad are unbearable.
Like, truly, real bad.
Oh my God, it's so bad. And then just love seeing the one-on-one dates this week, and also proud to see Darren dating around. Darren, Reva tried as well to like date multiple people, see where a connection was in multiple places. So I liked seeing that too. Cat daddy is my new word for anyone over the age of 40 years old.
Ugh, gross.
I howled. That's my new favorite thing. This is what I'm going to be saying. And if I date someone in my past age range, which you know was, 39 to ancient. 45.
God.
I will absolutely
be. Normal age to uncle, basically.
Yeah. A Bluetooth uncle. I absolutely will be calling him Cat Daddy, like, without even a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, God. I wanted Carrie to explain that. Like, where did that come from? I wanted the origin of Cat Daddy.
I'm sure, like, what do they have down there? The Tom Joyner Morning Show? Like, one of those things, I'm sure. I'm sure it's, like, a thing they say.
A thing down there? Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's
because I've heard Cat Daddy before. I've definitely heard it.
I've heard the term. Yeah, I don't know in what context or why.
Probably an Earth, Wind, and Fire song or something.
God, some old Frankie Beverly joint.
An old TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. And those are my initial thoughts. What about you?
All right. For me, So, for me, one thought: there is nothing more unattractive in a person. Not even just a guy, but just in a person, than someone who is wrong and strong. Someone who cannot apologize, who cannot own up to their mistakes, even when it is so blatant that they are in the wrong, they still stand so firmly in their wrongness. Chica, we are looking at you.
Yeah, yep.
he went, I mean, he was not my cup of tea to begin with, but he just fully just a no.
I know.
Like, hard no, yeah. Because you could have really redeemed yourself mm-hmm. by just owning up and saying, hey, yeah, I was out of pocket. Mm-hmm. I wish I could apologize to Shima. Like, yeah. We got none of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
None.
He never proved me wrong.
You really called it out from
Instagram.
His Instagram. Because I can't even say cast bios, because the bios on the internet, on their website, were not even that in depth. Yeah. But you called mm-hmm. it, like, immediately.
Yep.
Oh,
no
my
one
God.
When I see one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really wonder, I mean, if he truly is a Hotep, then yeah. But if Ashima was Terrell or London or whatever, would he have manned up and said, I'm sorry? But the fact that it's a Shima yeah. and it's a woman, yeah. he's like, nah, I'm holding my ground.
Yeah. That's a good question. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, we'll never know. We'll never but know. I'm thinking, like, if it was London, he would have apologized.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too.
Which really shows his Hotepitarian traditions and ways.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord. Other thought, Brent and Aisha might be the one couple I'm most excited to watch.
Really?
Moving forward, yes. We learned a lot about their past. Mm-hmm. They both come from, like, abusive relationships, mm-hmm. And they really connected on that. And I'm just so interested to see how two people who separately come from abusive relationships will now come together to create something more beautiful.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because usually it's maybe like the girl who's been in an abusive relationship yeah. now coming with a nice guy, or a guy that was previously now, but now it's two people with very similar abusive past mm-hmm. now coming together, and I feel like I haven't seen that before.
Yeah,
in a reality show.
Yeah, definitely not in a reality show. Yeah, it yeah. should be interesting, especially considering mm-hmm. that she is a mom of three kids,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
he, what we know of, has no kids.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know. He did go to hedonism. He might have some child somewhere.
Some seed. Kids he might not know about.
Yeah,
basically.
So that should be interesting too, because she has other factors to consider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but agreed. Should be really interesting.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say mm-hmm. that because I'm just curious to see how it's gonna manifest. And then my last thought is I really like Ashima.
Ugh,
I really, really love Ashima. Want the best for Ashima. I really hope this Darren thing doesn't blow up.
I know.
Because he seems to be a really good dude, but yeah, I just don't know. Cause we didn't go deep into it in this episode, mm-hmm. him like telling Nina mm-hmm. some things also. And now there's going to be some, oh, well, he told me this. Oh, he told me this too. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hoping it gets cleared up, because I really want the best for Ashima. I feel mm-hmm. like her, I could resonate with her feeling stuck in the friend zone life.
Yeah.
You know, I can relate, been there. Yeah. I've been in two whole relationships in my head with friends.
So, oh, no.
That sucks. And she's older than me.
Yeah,
so
for right.
her to still be stuck in that, like, I know she feels some type mm-hmm. of way. And really, really wants love and has probably been ready for a very long time, but people just don't give her the chance. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that I really want the Darren thing to work out for her, more so than Nina, kind of.
I really want this whole thing to work out with her, no matter who she ends up with.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Yeah, true, true, true. So yeah, those are my thoughts.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.